You're listening to Cinema Central, and I'm your host, DJ Ace, and everything is still awesome because the Lego Movie, the second part, came out on February 8th. I saw it, and I loved it, all right? It was a fantastic movie. It was such a fun sequel, and I'm going to get into all this stuff right now. Quick note, going to do the brief non-spoiler overview first, and then we're going to get into the spoilers. So I will be sure to let you know when I get into the spoilers, all right? So just a teeny tiny spoiler for the non-spoiler thing. This movie does take place 5 years after the first movie takes place, and kind of picks up right after all that. So, you know, the first Lego movie, it was a crazy thing because everyone was like, what in the world is this movie? And then we went and saw this movie. It turned out to be this beautiful story and awesome animation. And it was an overall awesome time. So since then, though, there have been many other Lego films. So I don't know how people felt about a second Lego movie, but I was excited regardless because, you know, I love Legos. I've been a Lego fan for the longest time. And so I was very excited for this movie. The whole gang is back. You got Emmett, Lucy, Batman, and they're going to go on another adventure in this film to the Sis Star System. And there's going to be some crazy antics that happen. There's music in this film. There's one song that is certainly going to get stuck in your head for sure. And I think this movie has a lot of important things to say. They go into some really, they kind of get into some deep stuff at the end of this movie, which I was really surprised about, actually. I mean, the first one, sure, had some important things to say, but I think this one has some important things to say as well. And so, yeah, it's an enjoyable ride. I am very happy I watched it. So to get into it a little bit, it's a fast-paced movie, just like the first one was. There's a lot of music. There's a lot more music in this one than the first one, and but they have a lot of fun with it, especially the end credits song was a lot of fun. And speaking of which, there's nothing at the end credits, so don't waste your time. There's some new characters that are a lot of fun. General Mayhem, whatever you want to be. If I have one major complaint, though, it's that some of the jokes get kind of meta. And so if you're not, like, really tuned in, they might go completely over your head, you know. But it's a small complaint overall. And they play around a lot with, like, the dynamics of, like, how the real world interacts with the Lego world. And they play around with it in some really interesting ways, which are also slightly confusing. This movie does a lot of things. It's still fun to watch. Not as good as the original, but still a lot of fun, and it has a lot of important things to say. Bam! Spoiler review. So in this movie, they do a lot of play on words. So it's the Stairgate, which is going upstairs, up the stairs. The Dryar system, which is under the dryer. The Sistar system, which is the sister's room, because at the end of the first one, she's allowed to play with them, and this is them playing with each other 5 years later. Will Ferrell, the dad, he takes a back seat in this movie. The mom plays a bigger part in this movie. We meet her for the first time. And so, yes, the brother and the sister interacting with each other picks up right at the end of the first movie, and that's really fun. But, you know, just like any other brother-sister relationship, it's not all hugs and kisses because they don't get along all the time. And that's kind of the catalyst for this movie. But then at the same time, it's the Lego world, and you got Emmett and Lucy trying to get along, and Batman's being Batman, and the rest of the gang kind of takes a back seat for the newer characters. Like I said, General Mayhem's in here, whatever you want to be. Tiffany Haddish, she does a great job. It's this back and forth thing, and the part of the movie that's probably the funniest is Rex Danger Vest, all right? Played also by Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt basically plays himself in this movie. It's just this crazy dynamic between Rex and Emmett, and there's all these crazy things that happen. The biggest thing, of course, is the fact that Rex is Emmett from the future, What? That surprised me. He's just made a time machine out of Legos, went back in time to save Emmett, and there's like all this crazy stuff, and then he back to futures himself at the end of the film. It's crazy, guys. This whole thing's crazy. And probably it's completely random, but the thing that gave me the biggest chuckle was like the Lego stars, and the one's like, I'm so dizzy, and then it throws up glitter. It's like, bleh. You've probably seen a GIF by now. That's a random thought. Anyway, and so Queen Whatever is trying to marry Batman, and then Emmett and Rex crashes the whole thing. This is all to stop the mom-pocalypse or whatever of storage, but that's the last straw. And everything gets put into storage. The mom has had it. She steps on some Lego bricks. And everything goes into storage. And it's crazy stuff. And then they have this crazy moment. There's this soliloquy of everything's not awesome. And they also made fun of Infinity War, which was really funny. They had this really interesting moment with the Everything's Not Awesome song. But it's very fitting. It's very fitting. But they come back from it. The brother and the sister, they get over it, and they come back together at the end of the film, and everything's happy again, and I love it. And the end credit song, a lot of fun. There's a catchy song in here that's going to get stuck inside your head. I promise you, it's going to happen. I don't think any of them had the same kick as Everything is Awesome, but, you know, it's fine. It's really hard to strike gold twice. Yeah, man, it's crazy. Crazy film. The biggest complaints I have is that there's a lot of things going on, and they really blur the lines between what's going on with the real world and the Lego world and like the metaphysicality of it all. Like, because it's like I thought this was all in his imagination, and it's like, wait, are the Legos actually influencing the real world now? And it's very confusing, actually. Regardless of all of that, it's still a fun story, fun animation. I love the animation of the Lego films. It's one of my favorite things about these movies. Chris Pratt, you did great playing yourself. It was good. You played yourself, man, all right? Kind of a shorter one, but it's, you know what? A shorter movie. There's not a whole lot to go into it. My biggest problem I had with this movie was the people in the theater. People bringing their families. I'm like, I'm trying to watch a movie, man, and you can't control your kids. Random thought, random rant. I know it's not their fault. So if you bring your kids, please do your best. That's all I ask. Do your best. Don't fall asleep like the guy behind me did. Bad father. That's some bad parenting, man. You should be ashamed of yourself. All right. Ace Cinema Central on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Follow me there. I'll catch you on the next one, guys. I'm not going to plug it because the last time I plugged the next movie I'm going to, I ended up not doing it for a month, and then I felt so bad, and then I felt like I had to do it even though I really didn't want to anymore. So I will see you next time, whatever that film is. It'll be fun. Have a good day.
Booyah!